Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Sunday, December 17th, 2023. Today he is reminding us to trust in God completely. Trust God and allow yourselves to awaken. All across the world, people are becoming increasingly alarmed as global tensions rise and as ongoing wars and conflicts intensify, causing much killing and injury of civilians as well as of combatants. This is a time of enormous and absolutely essential change in the manner in which humans interact with one another all across the world, one-on-one and nation-to-nation. It has been sought by many for a very long time, and it is now finally occurring, although that is probably not immediately apparent to most people. As I and others keep reminding you, trust in God, because only she exists, only she is real, and her will for you, which is always brought to fruition, is that you are eternally embraced and enfolded in the peace and joy that being in her presence always provides and maintains. Life is eternal, and death is not terminal. It is just a massive change in your awareness of who you truly are and what it means to be conscious, alive, alert, unrestrained, in fact, totally free. It is to come to full conscious awareness that you are in truth a divine being created by Mother Father God and are therefore always in inseparable and eternal union with her. You and God are one, but when you chose to experience the unreal state of separation from him, you also chose to forget your oneness, because you thought that doing so would provide you with more freedom than the state of infinite freedom, in which you had been created, already provided for you in every moment. However, the unreal state of separation you constructed and entered into did the opposite. You began to experience yourselves as insignificant, powerless individuals in a vast material universe that was completely unaware of you and which could terminate your existence at any moment and without warning. What a terrifying state to find yourself seemingly enveloped within and with no possible exit except through total termination of your existence by the death of your physical forms. Thus was fear born, something unreal, non-existent, and which, of course, prior to that choice, you had never conceived of, let alone experienced. What you are, love, is completely and utterly free of anything that is not in total alignment with it, anything that is unreal. To experience fear was horrifying and shocking. Nevertheless, for the ages, the brief instant during which you have been undergoing life in form as humans, it has always been present to a greater or lesser extent. Fear is a state, quite unreal, which you can choose whether or not to engage with. It is a major aspect of your egos, which encourage you to believe in it, engage with it in order to enable them to control you by persuading you to believe it protects you from dangers of all kinds. Momentary fear is useful to draw your attention to a momentary danger that could cause you injury or death, but when you allow it to direct the way you live your lives, it leads to the belief that you are not free, that there are certain thoughts, words, or actions with which you should not engage if you wish to be safe. Lack of safety is another aspect of life as a human in form that is unreal and which unnecessarily restricts you if you believe in it. And, of course, your human forms, your bodies, are vulnerable in ways that can seem very life-threatening if you believe being alive as a human is a real experience, ending at some point in the complete termination of your eternal existence. there is no way that your existence can be finally and irrevocably terminated, because you were created by Mother, Father, God as eternal divine beings, living forever in union with her, in peace and joy. That true state is unalterable, and anything you may be experiencing that is not in alignment with it is utterly unreal. Your fears and doubts, your egos, would attempt to persuade you that this cannot be true, that the truth is that you will only experience a short human life followed inevitably by termination in death, and that therefore you need to make the most of it while you have the chance, because it will not last. To awaken, as you are collectively doing, is to become once more fully and consciously aware that you are, each and every sentient being, in a state of eternal and divine union with God, in constant peace and joy. There is no other state in which you could exist, because God is all that exists, and each and every one of you is eternally embraced by and enveloped in the all that God is. Trust God and allow yourselves to awaken, instead of buying into the fears with which your egos constantly attempt to convince you, namely that your lives are permanently at risk of devastating injury, illness, or death. Deep within yourselves you do know that this is not true, but your egos keep stirring up doubts, leading you to feel uncertain, lost, and even abandoned. Nothing could be further from the truth. Once again, I remind you that you do need to spend quiet time alone, or with a quiet, like-minded group, visiting your holy inner sanctuaries every day. While there, allow your fears and doubts to fall away as you renew your trust in God and invite her to enter your hearts to embrace and comfort you. She will. By trusting her, you dissolve the unreal boundary that closes off your awareness to her constant presence, and you will feel comforted and at peace, and that feeling will stay with you throughout the day if you set the intent to remain at peace no matter what may arise during the day. You are eternally and infinitely loved in every moment of your existence, because that is how you were created, and that state is changeless and unchanging. Trust God. Devote yourselves to knowing that you are inseparably in her presence in every moment, and allow yourselves to feel her love as you go about your daily lives. Your loving brother, Jesus.